Good evening, GWA. It is about 10 p.m. and I saw a wonderful little questionnaire by So Sweet Like Insign. And my poor little geeky heart couldn't take it. One, because of the outrage. Mind you, just outrage. But we'll get that up with question one. So, Sweet Insign Potpourri is the title of this question. One, you're playing the part of a wizard, thief, rogue, cleric, priest, or fighter in a stereotypical D&D party. Which are you and why? Bonus points for naming other GWA performers to play the other roles. Well, the rage. Where is my ranger? I cannot play D&D without my ranger. And why is because I tend to take in all sorts of little critters. Currently, I have a deer. Yes, a deer. As in D-E-E-R. And that's not someone's name. This summer, I raised him. He just walked into my living room and decided to eat my cat food because he was starving. I've had a flying squirrel. I've had squirrels. I've had skunks, which are a big myth. They do not stink, unless they're being stinkers. I think the most troublemakers was the little baby boy raccoon. Yes, a destructive little thing. So, I need my ranger. I can't play without her. Besides, that's where Leanya originally comes from. For my other characters, I think little Mako would be my cleric because she is just too amazing that way. I think my Kingsley would have to be the wizard. That would be Rabbit Hole Monarch, for any of you that don't know. Let's see. Rogue. That would be... I think that would have to be Fairly Average Joe. He seems like the roguey sort. Very sneaky. And a stereotypical fighter. I think that would be Penny for your top bod. Because she just seems like she would have the spunk for it. And which are funny enough, also my drinking posse in my last questionnaire. If I can cook at all, what is your favorite thing to make? If not, what is your favorite meal to eat? And that is number two. I actually do cook. Well, mostly did, but do. Can. I make a fantastic spaghetti. And it is... you start out with sautéing mushrooms, garlic, and olives and in a olive oil. You then take that same drained oil after you've taken all the good bits out, and you fry up the ground hamburger in it, and then drain that also. Pressing through the colander so that it's not too greasy. And after that, you would put in 2 cans of Hunt's tomato. Hunt's fire roasted tomatoes. And 1 can Hunt's tomato sauce, extra garlicky something or other. And 1 of the little cans of paste. Also Hunt's. By the way, why Hunt's is because it's actually slightly more acidic and less sweet than some of the other brands. And I find that works best for my tastes. I leave that to simmer for a minimum of 1 hour. And add a whole boatload of basil, minimum 1 to 2 teaspoons, or tablespoons, forgive me. About a teaspoon of onion powder, a teaspoon of, I think it would be a teaspoon of thyme. Let's see, what other ones? Thyme, oh, garlic powder, of course. Why garlic powder, and even though we've already added all this other garlic, is garlic powder is less bitter than real pieces and chunks of garlic. If you don't fully cook the full chunks of garlic, it will be very bitter. I generally pick those back out after I've cooked them into that oil. Let's see. I still want to answer what's my favorite meal to eat, so I'm going to answer that anyways, which would be artichokes. I do the artichokes with a little bit of mayonnaise. Just steamed, nothing special. Don't go crazy with it. And a steak with pepper and salt. That's my favorite meal to eat. And if I had to put a starch with it, it would be a pasta of some sort, because, yes, oh yes, the pasta. All right, have I seen any bands live? If so, what was your favorite concert and why? That is number 3. I have not seen any bands that I think you would all know. I've seen some local bands, and they were pretty good. I did enjoy them, and I'm not going to name them. A little too close to home, if you get my drift. Number 4. If you knew that sacrificing your own life would assuredly fix most global concerns, at least for a time, at least, would you do it completely painless? Oh, hell yes. In an instant. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't question it. If I knew it, and I knew that it would solve hunger and bigotry and misogyny and hate in all forms, I would jump off the nearest cliff. I don't care how painful it would be. I would do it. Number 7. Oh, forgive me. Number 6. What is your favorite animal and why is it pugs? I do have a favorite pug. His name's Bubba. And he is a camera ham. I really enjoyed keeping him for about a month period wherein his owners were in Hawaii and they got sent every day photos of him in his little pug outfits. But no, that's not my favorite animal. I am a cat person. I have 3 beautiful cats, which would be Hera, Mister, and Doppler. And they are very sweet. 2 are ones that I tamed from Feral, and Hera I brought in from a shelter. Well, she brought me, one or the other. What all sorts of arts do you dabble in, and for how long have you? Filmmaking, writing, painting, music, axe murder, etc. I think you just wanted to hear us say axe murder. Well, let's see. I do photography. I do costume making, which means I sew. And I use a glue gun fantastically. I do beadwork on occasion. I do embroidery. I write smutty literature. I read smutty literature. I definitely consider this an art form. I do paint, but a little unusual. I paint with watercolors on canvas. And I treat them almost like you would treat a, an oil painting. I use it much thicker, but the outcome is very beautiful. And I sing. I cannot, though, read sheet music, even though I've sang for many, many, many years. And the last one is that I belly dance. Yes, that one's a fun one. Everybody likes that one. Number 8. What would be the hottest sexual scenario that you can think of that you would take part in? Sex on the edge of a volcano? No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong tip of thought. Hottest sexual scenario that you can think. You know, there's nothing hotter than just actually making love. But if you're gonna do that, you might as well dirty talk each other and have a really good time. Because if your imagination's into it, you can have as many threesomes as you want. Foursomes, moresomes. Have a whole orgy. Have the cast of Criminal Minds if you need them. I mean, your imagination and the power of a woman's mind is never to be underestimated. Number 9. Did you honestly enjoy doing this questionnaire? Please be honest and pay no attention to the sniper dot on your forehead. I'm an adult and I can accept criticism. I do believe I did enjoy it, despite the no ranger thing. You know, that one, just, no, bad, 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 sweet like Ainsing. But I did enjoy it. And now I'll just have to make sure to use, you know, a little, what is that called? Snipers used to do it to each other in World War II. And they would put their helmets on the ends of their rifles and to draw out the other snipers. So I think that's my response to the sniper rifle thing. All right. Well, that's it for this. I hope to have it edited up later this week. Talk to you all later.